Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Mem. Chulin Kuf Mem, we are on, we'll start with Kuf Lamed Tes Mem Beis, on the last two words, Tashma. If you remember yesterday, had some of the more famous Gemaras in Maseches Chulin, which Be'ez Hashem will get to discuss at some point. I don't know if it's going to be in 7.5 years, or Chava Min HaTorah, Esther Min HaTorah, all those Gemaras. But Be'ez Hashem, one day we'll get back to talking about it. But the Gemara after that brought up the question, the din of the Mishnah of Of Tamei Patrim L'Shaleach. Non-kosher birds are not subject to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Not subject, and we have a drasha. How do you know that from? Because he says, Ki Yikari Kansipar Lefanecha. Ki Yikari Kansipar Lefanecha. Right, the pasuk says, Of Mashmalam Beitar Bein Tamei. And then it says, Sipar Mashmatahar. Sipar always means Tahar, because Sipar is a kosher bird. So we're going through many different psukim to try to figure out, is that really true? Maybe we could find a pasuk out there that Sipar can mean even a non-kosher bird, and then the raya would be undermined. That's what we're going through now. Various psukim, various brises that discuss the word Sipar. So we're just going to start with the last one. Tashma. Now we're on Kofem on Aleph. Uba on Pohi. Yadura, you don't usually get there so fast. But when it's a Sunday, so we don't have to worry about what happened yesterday. But says the Pasuk in Daniel, Uba an Pohi Yaduran Tzipare Shmaya. Uba an Pohi, and with its wings, Yaduran Tzipare Shmaya, they will live in there, the Tzipare Shmaya. It's one of the visions that was seen in Sefer Daniel. But you see there, Tzipare Shmaya. So you see, they will live all the Tziparim of the heavens. So that includes all birds. Right, Rashi, v'kachaloksiv kanaf, like we said earlier. Anyway, so shouldn't that include everything? So the Gemara says, no, Tzipari Shmaya Ikru, Tzipari Stam Alo Ikru. Maybe they're called Tzipari Shmaya, but we're talking about what's called Stam Tziparim. Ki Kari Kan Tzipar Lefanecha, and therefore it would not be included. Period. Hopefully towards the end, if we have time today, which we should hopefully, we'll talk more in general about the mitzvah of Kan Tzipar, which we didn't really get a chance to on Friday. Tashma Vaiter, Kol Tzipar Tahora, all Tzipar Tahora. So the Parshas in Sefer Dvarim, the two major contexts of Kashrus is Dvarim Yudalid and earlier Vayikra in Parshas Shmini. So here this is from Dvarim, called Tzipar Tahora, all Tzipar that are Tahor. Mashma that what? Michlal Tika Tmeya. If it says Tzipar Tahora, there must be Tzipar Tmeya out there. So isn't that a raya that the word Tzipar might apply to non-kosher birds? Again, what does this mean? Why would it apply to a non-kosher bird? It doesn't mean you're going to eat the eggs. It means that it's a non-kosher bird, so it might just be a mitzvah shiluach. If there's some other messages about the mitzvah separate from eating the eggs, which hopefully we'll get back to, is there a mitzvah if you don't want to eat the eggs? But the fact that there are havaminas here about the non-kosher mother at least shows that maybe there's something separate from just the eating. Or you want the eggs for something else. You want the eggs to sell. You want, or maybe we'll get to the case, it's a non-kosher bird with kosher eggs. But we'll see. So anyway, so Gemara says, Kol Tzipar Tahora, Michal Dika Tameya. Must be that there are Tamei ones low. Michal Dika Asura. No, there are not, it's not a non-kosher one. That's not what we should imply. But Michal Dika Asura, there are, in the context, in the category of kosher, there are ones that are still Asur. Ones that are still Asur. Mahi, so what are those? What are those that would be included in Tahora, but Lamaisa would be Asura? So, E trefa, if we say this is alluding to a trefa, which is a tahora, asura bird, so then, behedriksiv, we have another pasuk that excludes trefa, by Hilchas Kashrus, where this is talking about. You don't need this pasuk to tahora to exclude a trefa. You know trefa from another pasuk. So, vi b'shchuta dimitzora, it's coming to say that shchuta of mitzora. We know that a mitzora to become tahora or tahar, a man or woman needs to have two tziparim. One of them, you shecht, and the blood goes into the pail, and it eventually gets sprinkled on the mitzora himself, the different parts of the mitzora. So there's a shchut, and then there's one that you set free. There's a mishulachas. So the mishulachas one, we'll talk about in a second. But which one are we referring to here? Again, we're trying to figure out what is being excluded by Tzipar Tahora. Right? A trefa is not acceptable because that is a different pasuk. So be bishkuda to betzora, be save it to kardafka. You already know that from the end of the pasuk. Vize ashaloto chlumehem. This is what you should not eat. Larabo shkuda betzora. That cannot be what is being excluded in the first half of the pasuk because we already know that from the second half of the pasuk that the mitzipar, even though it's shechted, so it's kosher. No, you're not, it's asur. It's also you're not allowed to eat it. So that is not a possibility. So what do we? So we're back to the question. So if it's not excluding a tahora, which is asura, maybe it's excluding tamea, or including a tamei one. So the Gemara says no laolam b'shchuta de mitzora. Really excluding a shchuta of a mitzora. We know that already from the end of the pasuk. V'laver lo basi v'lo sasei. Because over there is an asay. V'ze asher lo toch lo behem. These are the ones that you shouldn't eat. So it's an isra asay, but now we include it. That's the los asay, and here we include it even in a isra asay. So Gemara says, look, trefa, falavra la ba'asay v'los asay. So why are you comfortable with having a double limud when it comes to a case of mitzora shchuta, the shchuta's mitzora? Why don't you say it's a double limud when it comes to trefa? So the Gemara says, no, davar halameid me inyano u'be'inyana de shchuta ksiv. Right, it's darle minyano. The context there is shchuta, and therefore we learn it doubly to there. Period. If you remember, we mentioned, I think, once in the daf, and I also mentioned in the mitzvah shir, a beautiful thought from Rav Sarutskin relating to the tutsiparim of mitzora. He says this in Hepash Mitzora, Perak Yudala, Pasuk Hey, where the pasuk describes what do? What I just said outside. The tziva kohen v'shachadat tzipar ha'achas. The kohen commands and takes one tzipar, and el klicharis al mayim chayim. He shechs one into the klicharis where you already have mayim chayim. And the tzipar ha'chaya yikachosa, and then the live one he takes, v'seisa erz, v'shnia tolas, v'seizov, and the other items, v'tavalosam, v'sa tzipar ha'chaya, v'dama tzipar ha'shchuta. He takes the live bird. It's Tarsha Bechzav. It's not even like we have to, it's the Mishnayis. It's a live bird. He dips it with the aguda and the azov and the other items into the blood and the water. And then he takes that and he sprinkles on the mitaher seven times. V'tiyaro v'shilach ha-tzibar ha-chaya apre asada. And then he sends the mishulachas one out. So he shechs one bird, he dips the live one and the others into the to the pail, and he sprinkles with the azov and the shani onto the mitzvah, and then he sets the other one free. So the Zayim Latara asks, "Va'ola arayon, who decides? Let's say there are these two tziparim, they look exactly the same, they're the same age. Who decides which one is the mishulachas and which one is the shchuta? Who decides?" Says the Zayim Latara, "There's no goro." There's no goral here, like the Shnei Sirei Izim, right, by Ezel Hashem, Ezel Azazel. There it's a goral, and they make a big deal about it, and they pick it up, Hashem, Azazel. Everybody sees from in the Ashkaroa, in the pail that the holder of the two, the Kalfi, Taraf Bakalfi. So I asked Azayim Latorah, what's the difference? Manish Tano at Sibarim Elu, She'ain Shum Goro Machriya Be'dehib, excuse me, and why is it by the Shnei Seirim? There is a Goro. And if you want to say, oh, it's someone more, it's Yom Kippur, so it's more important. But if you think about it, says Azayim Latorah, it should be just the opposite in a certain sense. Because there, by the Shnei Seirim, over there, it is, there it's a Goro. And there is, I'll read you his lashon. Vol alayon manish taru hatziparim elu she'ain shum goro machri b'neim eza lachayim ve'eza lamaves eza tishachet ve'eza tishalach apre asada raga shochet eza she'irtzit. The Kohen decides whichever ones he wants. Ve'ilu shnei asirim she'ain shum she'ilas chayim v'maves. There's no chayim v'maves question. Why? Because they're both going to die. Just one's going to be shechted, one's going to be kicked off a cliff, pushed off a cliff. So there, within, they're both going to die. So maybe you could say, you know, there the stakes are less. Because they're both going to die anyway. Here it's Chaim and Maves. So there, shouldn't the message be that the Kohen, there should be a Goral here? So says the Azayim LaTorah, you know what you see from here? The Torah teaches us just the opposite. The most important part of our life is preparing for, not when we have life and death situations, but thinking about what our destiny is going to be, La'achar Misa. That's the most important. Melamedos osanu as a hefech. Asher lo achayim ba'olam hazeh hem tachlis abriya. Hem rakapruzdar. Asher bo efshar lo achinis atzmo l'traklin. L'chayi netzach ba'olam haba. L'fichach she'elas achayim ba'hamavis ba'olam hazeh ktana harbe. Mi she'elas la'ana taholech. La'shem o la'azazel. Hay miskade shem shamayim ayotcha o chas shem yischalel shazmud vayelach shehefach shalitech al panach. What he talks about. Anyway, so that's what we learned from this little detail. There's no goal here because why? This is about chayim and maves. You know what the ultimate question is? What's going to be la'achar? La'achar may have the estrin. That's the question that we have to ask ourselves, la'shem or la'zazel, and that's why we have to let a goral come in and hopefully control us to become la'shem, to be mekadesh shem shamayim. It's right here, Zayin la'Torah, tucked away in the middle of Mitzorah, a yisod of life in Mitzorah Mishulachas. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Toshma, we are, Vayikra la'yudalad. Shtetzi parim. So we're still trying. Again, what the context is, we're trying to see, is it really true that the word sipar always exclude tamei birds, and therefore the mitzvah of shiluach hakan would not apply to non-kosher birds. So Tashma will try again. Shtetzi parim chayos. My chayos. What does it mean? Two live siparim. That's what we take before we shecht one. So obviously, what do you think otherwise? Lav shechayos beficha. Doesn't this mean that they're alive? They could be alive in your mouth, meaning they're kosher. Isn't that what chayos means? Michlal deika mashma that there are delav shechayos beficha lo michlal that you have to take siparim that are chayos beficha mashma that there are siparim that are not chayos beficha, meaning there are some non-kosher siparim. Right? Sipar does not mean kosher. So where's the note? My chayos shechayen roshei evarim shalohen. No, it just means they can't be treifus. Can't be treifus, that's what it means. The chayos, the tziparim are chayos, and therefore you must take them when they are not treifus. One more, tashma, miseifa. So now from the next word, tziparim chayos taharos. So what is that modifying and limiting? So again, the Bach says, miseifa taharos, lav michlal dika tmeos. Doesn't that prove that tzipar, because something means tmeos, and that's why it has to specify? Lo, michlal dika treifos. No, it's excluding treifos. Because I would have had a havamina. The Gemara here doesn't say, you know treifa from a different pasuk. Right? So what's the issue here? So Rashi says that here there would have been a havamina, the treifa would have been okay. Why? Because this isn't a regular carb, but in the carbon sense. Says Rashi, umishani, so Rashi is about the two-thirds of the way down. Lo, michal di'ika asiros treifos, uma atinu, delolis kashu, letaris mitzora, afagav delav carbon inhu. This isn't a regular carbon. You're not shechting this and sprinkling it on the Mizbeach. So maybe there you would have thought, Mimanavshah, it's not eating for you, and it's not going on the Mizbeach, so it's not a carbon. So it's somewhere in the middle, so you can use a treifa. Kamashwa, that's why we have to have the word tahoros to exclude. You can't even use treifas for this ceremony of Taharas and Mitzorah. That's why you would have needed that. So therefore, the seifa of the pasuk cannot be teaching me. Seifa of the pasuk is excluding treifas. So we're going to get to. Yeah? Next question of the Gemara, treifos b'chayos nafka. You already learned that from the previous word. What do you need treifos from the seifa of taharos? You already learned that from the word chayos we just said. So the Gemara said, well, it depends. Remember machlokas we had way back at the beginning of the third parak. According to the one who says treifa chaya, fine, because then the word chayos is not excluding treifa, so you need the other word to exclude treifa. But according to the one that says treifa is not chaya, so then we have Mati's question. You already know treifa excluded from chayos. You don't need that to be excluded from tmeos. Remember the Rishonim that we had back on Daf Mem Beis, the Ramban and the Rashba, that spoke about, what is this, machlokas and metzias? Does a treifa live? Does a treifa not live? So most, the Rashba was not happy with that pshat, so it had to be. You know, the machlokas is, you know, they both agree that within 12 months this animal is going to die. The question is, how do you look at that status? Treifa chaya, treifa ena chaya. Does that make a difference in terms of its status? Okay, either way, remember the machlokas, the Rishonim tried to say that it was not a machlokas in Metzias. So question one. So how do you darshan these sukkim? According to the Manda Amar Treifa and Achaya, you still have a problem. The Ode, and you have another problem according to everybody. Bein l'manda Amar Treifa Chaya. Bein l'manda Amar Ein Achaya. Midatana the very Yishmol Nafka. You already know to exclude Treifa from another pasuk, even set without from the word Chaya, and therefore to be a problem according to everybody. So why would you know that from? Midatana the very Yishmol. Because the Yishmol says, Mishmol's yeshiva. Nemar machshir u'machaper bifnim, v'nemar machshir u'machaper b'chutz. we know there is a machshir b'fei. What does machshir mean? Most karbanos are mechaper. Some karbanos accomplish something other than kapara. It allows me to do something. That's what's called machshir. For example, Rashi says, what is the machshir b'fnim here? The karbanos of the mechusrei kapara. Mechusrei kapara, we know, zav zava, yoledes and mitzora, they are not only tame, but they are chayevos in karbanos. So once they bring until they bring a karban, they cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash. That's machshir. It's machshir. It allows them to do something. So that is machshir bifnim. And Rashi says also the ashem mitzora, the ashem of a mitzora, besides the mechusrei kapara. But that's called machshir. Karban accomplishes something. So nemar machshir u'machaper bifnim. It talks about karbanos that are machshir inside. And machaper inside, that's a regular karbanos. Chatas and ashem. So there's machshir u'machaper bifnim. V'nemar machshir u'machaper bachutz. And there are these parallel types of karbanos outside. What is a machshir bachutz? That's the sipari mitzora that we're talking about, that are not brought inside. And what's a machaper bachutz? Rashi says, si'ir ha-mishtalei. It brings kapara as the ultimate machaper bachutz. So you have a comparison. Ma machshir u'machaper ha'amur b'fnim asabo machshir kemachaper. Just like the machshir and the machaper inside, there are the same standards, the same rules for the machshir, the karbanos that are machshir and karbanos that are machaper. Meaning shreifas are excluded, and all the other standards are similar. So just like that is true for the ones inside, af machshir mechaper ha'amur bachutz, asabo machshir kemechaper. So you should make the machshir, which is the tzipari mitzora, like the mechaper. And therefore that would already exclude treifa. So you don't need any of the words by the pasuk of tziparim chayos taharos to exclude treifa. So we're back to the question, what is that pasuk excluding? Other than non-kosher, which we would have then assumed would bring us a raya that, oh, tzibar means not kosher birds, and that would undermine our original source. What else could be excluded from this pasuk? So we are going to have four other suggestions. What is excluded? Which tziparim can you not use for the process of purifying a mitzvah? That's what we're going to get to in a couple of minutes. But first, I just want to say one or two things about the Shakal V'Tari that we just said. And that is the Rambam, in Mitzvah Ayin Hey, discusses why his shita is here with the machshir b'fnim that we're talking about here is the mechusrei kapara. So mention most people who become tamei don't have to bring a karban. So it becomes tamei mace. They're tamei for 7 days. They don't have to bring a karban. If somebody is balkeri, they don't have to bring a karban. If somebody touches a sheretz, they don't have to bring a karban. Most of us have to bring a karban once in a while. Right, by four people, you have the real carbon, a Zav and a Zava and a Yoledes and a Mitzora. Those four. And there is a Shita in Krisus, which Benjamin will get to in a couple of months, in March, we talk about Krisus. There is a Shita that says a Ger is also a Mechusrei Kapara. That's another Shita, but generally it's not. We usually have the four Mechusrei Kapara. The Rambam counts eight mitzvos. The Tumah of Mechusrei Kapara, each one is a separate mitzvah, and the Karbanos of Mechusrei Kapara as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam Shita. The Ramban does not like it. The Ramban says, what are you counting every first? He argues on the Tumah side of it. He says, why should there be a different mitzvah for every person that's Tameh? Do you count every Balmum? What, everybody, there's a halacha that you can't bring a Balmum on the Mizbeach. So do you count every Balmum? Right, a broken leg is one mitzvah, and missing an ear is another mitzvah. So, no. It's the Israel's Balmum, and you don't count a separate mitzvah. So he says the same thing. A Tameh person cannot eat go into the base of Migdash, or not cannot eat Karbanis. So you have to count every Tumah? No. The Rambam says yes. That's one machlokas. But then the Rambam himself discusses, what about the karbanos? Karbanos, says the Rambam, I count four separate mitzvahs. The Rambam says, and let me explain myself. The Rambam is a mitzvah ayin hei. Shet sivano shet takriv karban kol takriv karban kol isha zava kishen izrapa mizova v'akarban ahu shtei torim shtei b'nei yona v'zui karban zava. Right, the mitzvah ayin dalid is karban zav. Is right before us. Mitzvah Ayin Vav, Shetzivan Shetakav Kol Yoledes, Karban. Right next, Ayin Zayin, Shetzivan Shetakav Kol Mitzora, Karban. It also counts, right, all four of them are right here. So the question is, why do I count them separately? Vulai Maksha Yiksha Alai, says the Rabbah. The Yomer, Achash Karban Hazav, Hu Kik Karban Hazava, Lama Lo Timne Min HaKarban, Yischayev Bo Kol Mishi Yischayev. Well, I just count Karbanos, Ziva. Kemosha asiyas Shasita bekarban chatas bekarban hashem vaday bekarban hashem talu bekarban all over yored shemanita kol lechem b'fnei atzma mitzvah achas b'vad. Right, chat chatas. There are 36 people that are chayav chatas. Right, so do I say that maybe a little less, but do I say that you count everyone? No, you just count the carbon chadas. V'lo chashashto l'ribui ha'avonos shechayav and I'll call avon mehem carbon. Hahu. Kay. Hinei ayroi l'chashlo tochesh l'ribui ha'ishiv sheyizchayav kol echad mehem carbon ha'of. Yedeh ha'makshe ha'u. So, says, let me explain myself. Shekarbon zav is zava eina al chata'im. Aval hu carbon shechovo la'asoso al inyan min ha'inyanim. These carbonas aren't on chata'im, they're on situations. They're on something that happened to somebody. Not, okay, this hashkafa, a person became a zav because he was being mahara too much, but ultimately it's a sickness, right? It's not a situation. V'ilu hayu inyani hazivas ba'anashim v'nashim davar echad. If you said they had the exact same halachas, a zav and a zava, then you're right, I would have counted them as one. Kemo shehu bashem, sheshem zav, zav, v'shem zo zava. If the name of the same, one's male, one's female, azai, right, lim nosim echad, then I will count it as one. Aval ein ha'inyan kein. There are different halachas here. Mi ki hagaras hazera min ha'ish hu shetechayvu hakarban v'miyigar kamo hazera min ha'isha lo yadas hey zava. Right, there's different. The Gemara talks about different colors of what comes out of a zava and a zava. Different ways you count. How do you become a zava gadola and how do you become a zava who's mechayv hakarban? There are different halachas. Even though you both call them zava, but they're very different. Zeh lo ben v'zeh odem ve'ein din zava zava v'dim mitzora mitzoras. Right, and he says a raya brura to this. He says, You don't want to know why don't I count a male mitzoris karbanos and a female mitzoris karbanos separately, like I count a zava and a zava separately? Says the Rambam, because a mitzora and a mitzoras have the same exact halachas. There's no difference between them. Why should you count them as two? Zava and a zava do. And he says, you know what? My biggest, it's unbelievable, raya. We always say the radal mechusri kapara. What do we say? Zav, zava, yalas, mitzora. That's what the Mishnah says, increases. That's what's always known whenever you talk about mechusri kapara. We don't say, there are, how many mechusri kapara? Zav, zava, mitzora, mitzoras, yoledes. You don't say that. You say, zav, yoledes, mitzoras. That's the Rabbah, just that chazal. It reflects the fact that I'm going to count zav and zava separately, and mitzora I'm not, because he says, that's raya brura alzeh. Amar b'krisis, because the Mishnah krisis afres. Hine tira ech yimnu azav azav b'shnayim, v'yimnu mitzor b'echad, ye isha w'isha, ki zivas ha'ish, zulas, zivas ha'isha. V'akasav shabab azeh, amar b'tari mizovah, v'yamashmini, v'chuli. He quotes the pasuk. But that's the important sheet of the Rambam. He counts all four karbanis of mechusri kapara separately, and he explains why he does that. Number one, the other point just to mention in when we talk about mechusri kapara, this has come up before, and that's the important just explanation. You get it from the Mishnayos, but the explanation of the Briska Rav, in Hilchos Mechusri Kapara, Perak Aleph Halacha Hey, discussing a problem that the Rambam says based on the Gemara that you always have to give the asham before the chatas when it comes to the mitzora. But then the Rambam says, once you bring the chatas, calls machshel ikrivu chatasam asur lechol b'kachim, aval ha'olav ha'asham ein ma'akvim. The olav ha'asham are not ma'akiv eating kachim. You only have to bring the chatas, but you can never bring the chatas before you bring the asham. So how does that work? How does it work that the chatas is ma'akiv, but you can only bring the chatas after you bring the asham? So he's dealing with that problem, but there he says there are two aspects of every mechusri kapara. Our Gemara called it a machshir. But says the Briska Rav, really there are two elements. Let's say a person is chayiv in a few karbanos of mechusri kapara. Let's say a yoledes. This is based on Mishnah Isakrisis. A yoledes, let's say a woman had bezer meheri bada mesa mindash, but she's going to come today. So all the women who had babies are going to get online to bring their karbanos. At one moment are they going to be able to eat karbanos? Or going to the Beis HaMikdash? So halacha is going to be, once they bring the chatas of one karban, that's it. They don't have to bring all six chatos yoledes in order to be machshir them. For example, so let's say I'm tamei sick for six reasons. I jump in a mikvah, I'm tar. I have to go to the mikvah six times? No, after all the tumah finishes, I go in once, I'm finished. So says the Briska Rav, based on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says there that one time, birds, the price was skyrocketed. So Rabbi Gamliel made a threat that if the price doesn't go down, he's going to say that all the women are tourists for bringing all these karbanos. How can he say that? Well, look at first, he's not going to miss his assay. The answer is, no, because there's two elements to all these karbanos. One is the allowance, the machshir element, like our Gemara says, and the other is the chovas gavra, that they owe animals. But once you bring one, So that's already going to allow, that's going to be the makshir. And all the other ones are just going to be chovas gavers that the woman will have to bring. But Rabbi Gamliel could say, you know, he said, okay, I'm going to forget those chovos right now. I'll allow them to go to the base of this with just one in order to control the price. Anyway, but that's the, I'm not going to read it now, but that's the brisker of here in Mechusrei Kapara. Important Ha'ar. Okay, but we continue now. So now back to the question. What is excluded from this pasuk of Tziporos Chayos Tahoros? What's excluded other than what we would want it to be excluding, non-kosher animals that we would undermine the riot from before? Says the Gemara, no, four other possibilities. Number one, Ela Amar Nachmar Yitzchak Limutei Tzipori Irani Dachas. Oh, you might have thought that you could use a Irani Dachas, right, a city that was mostly, most of the inhabitants did Avodah Zarah, you had to burn the city. Did it ever happen or not? Machlokas and Mesechas and Hedrin. So let's say you have a bird from that city. You might have thought that you could use those for the process of Taras and Metzorah. Kamash Malan, you cannot use those. So the Gemara says, Lomai, which of the two Tziporim would you have thought you could use this for?
I understand. You can use for a regular carbon?
Tzipori, well, this isn't a regular carbon.
But he already had my
okay, so, what?
You already had this.
So let's see. So Gemara says the Lomai. So E, Lishilua, well, that's talking about. Okay, let's continue for a second. Tosfos is going to ask a similar question to what you're asking. So, Irani Dachas. So, Lomai, Ilishilua. Are we talking about you're going to use the Irani Dachas one to be the one that's Mishulachas? No, that can't be. Lo Amar Torah Shaleach Letakala. The Torah never gave you the mitzvah of Shiluach in order to create problems for the entire world. So, if you're going to send out an Irani Dachas one, which is Asur, it has to be burned, and it's going to get mixed up in all the birds in the world, that's going to be terrible. You're setting up such a Michshol for the world, so it can't be referring to that one. So Ela Lishchita, it must be referring to the Shachad one. The Shachad one, I would have thought that one would does not have to be eaten, right? Ela Bishchuta, Rashi on the second wide line says, Afilu ahi deshchuta hi, velo achlila, v'yachol asofa, achar shchita. Just use it and then you'll burn it afterwards. So therefore, lo tasi b'irani dachas, I would have thought that you could use that one for the shechting one and then just burn it afterwards with the rest of the irani dachas. You're not allowed to use that one. Period. Ask Tosfos, Lumute. Don't we have a principle called Mimashke Yisrael? Everything that has to do with Karbanos has to be kosher? Mashke Yisrael, don't we have that principle? And he says, V'efshar, this is a Yisod, V'efshar delo mima'atina Mimashke Yisrael, eladumya de'orla v'kilai hakerem, shelo hayo lohem shasa kosher. The principle of Mashke Yisrael has to be. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel, but we learned that from there. We had a Menachas that you're only allowed to use kosher ingredients for karbanos. That's only excluding something that never was kosher. That never was kosher. Something that was kosher that became Nasa that would not specifically been excluded from Mashke Yisrael. And that's why you need the exclusion here. Tosfos then says at the end, Tzarech Iyan, he does not have an answer to this. Tzarech Iyan, what happens if a Kohen takes an animal from an Irani Dachas and he's Makdashit and Makrovit, Bidieved? Since we say it's not excluded from Mashke Yisrael, the only problem here is this, the Irani Dachas, the Pasuk Dafka by Tziporim. So what do you say by an animal, which is not about it? So Tzarech Iyan, he does not answer that question. Does not answer the question. Okay, but that is one possibility. Oh, there's a Ritva here on this line. The Ritva says, what did the Gemara say? Lo Armina Shalech L'Takala. Right, we don't send out birds L'Takala. The Havamina was that you would use this bird. Oh, no, it can't be. Because this is Lo Armina Shalech L'Takala. Mikan Hochiach Rabbeinu Tamzal. Rabbeinu Tam was Mochiach from this. Something that we discussed back in the two Prakim ago. Can't forget. The Amud that you can remember, Mesechas Chulin. It's the mud mouse. Half mouse, half ground. So he's quoted there that the Mordechai there spoke about another type of animal, a bird that was formed from a tree. The Mordechai there said, and of course the birds that Bami ate him, where their beaks are connected to the tree and then they get separated. So there, where the machlokas be shown, and whether those are not kosher even if you shecht them, they're kosher even without shechting them, or the middle shita, treat them like birds and therefore you have to shecht them. So, right here, the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam from Argamar approved. Rabbeinu Tam proved from here that they must be mutter b'simani tara. Because why? Because there's no limud to exclude these birds, so it must be that these birds, you're allowed, there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan by these birds, so you're going to send it out. If it was a treifa bird, it looks like a regular bird. Looks like a kosher bird. So it must be that these birds are kosher, and they're not Sheretz Ha'of. Says the Ritva, I don't understand. Ritva says, what are you talking about? Maybe you, they are treif birds, and just like all other treif birds don't have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, so do these birds don't have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. V'edelayin Achona. Well, because you don't have a specific pasuk to exclude tree birds, it's, you're going to say there's a mitzvah by them? No, they're treif, and there's no mitzvah by them. And they're excluded by Oftamei. Shem omashi b'chla ofas asura, lest they mitzvah shiluach. Tathan, Oftamei patam l'shalayach. V'raboseinu zal hiskimu le'isser b'tziporim hanivraim b'ilanos. Our rabbis have already said all these birds are asur. V'chein hadavar nireh. So again, is it? Did he see those birds? Is he just saying conceptually? That's what we discussed on the that day. But anyway, Rabbi Tam, right here in the Ritva, talks about the bird tree birds. Okay, we continue. That was the Shulchan Aruch discussed it in Pei Dalet Hezvav, if you remember. So that was number one. What else could we exclude from this pasuk? Rav Amar Limuute Shlola Zavig La Acheres Kodem Shilocheha. It's to exclude. Let's say, right, what happens? You go through the process. You shechted a one of the tziparim, and you have the blood, you take the tzipar hachaya, you dip it in, and right when you're about to set it free, another mitzvah comes to you. Oh, I also need the process. So maybe you could double up. You could use this one that you're about to set free for the mishulachas for the second one also, and before you set it out, you double it up. So you only have to take one more to pair up for the second mitzvah. Not allowed to do that. Every mitzvah needs its own one. So lamai. So again, which one would you pair it up with? Ilishchita, if you want to pair it up. If you want to use it for shechita, what you want, you're going to use this bird that you're about to set free. You're going to use this for the second mitzvah. Which one are you going to use it for the second mitzvah? If you're going to use it for the shechita one, that's not true. By shiluach, you have to set it free based on the first mitzvah. El shiluach, that was the avamina. You would have used it to double up on the mishulachas. Kamash malan, you cannot do that. Number two. Number three. Rav Papa Amar, litziparim, shehechlifu, or shehechlifon, wa avodazara. Birds that you switch for Avodah Zarah, or you switch the Damim, or you sold these birds and now they're, you have Avodah Zarah. So those kind of birds also, cannot be used for, this process. Why? As we know, Demei Avodah Zarah are Nitfas, with whatever you switch with them, and therefore if you buy birds with, Avodah Zarah money, so those birds are Asur as well. So Lamai. So again, which bird was the Havamina? Which of the two birds would you use it for? Either Shiloh, Lomer, Torah, Lashalach, Lazakala. So of course, you want to be able to use that, because then the Havamina would be, you could send this out. You can't do that. That's Latakala. So Elishchitas must be the one that would be Shechted, which would be Asur anyway. So you've had a Havamina that you could use that. It's not really a carbon. Kamash Malan, one cannot. Number three. Number four. Fourth and final suggestion, Ravina Amar, Hacha Mayaskinan, Be'of Shaharag Esanefesh. What if you have a bird that killed somebody? Bird that killed somebody, a bird that was, attacked a person and killed somebody. So we know this bird is Chayav Misa, right? Just like a Shar Niskal, right? Of Haniskalas. Doesn't matter what type of, animal it is. So that's the type of bird that you cannot use for, Mishulachas or Shchuda for Tziparim. And you would have had a Havamina that you could. So the Gemara says again, Hei Chidami, which one, what's the case? Eat the Gemar Dina, if there was already a Gemar Din for this bird, Bar Katalahu. So you have to kill it. So what's the Havamina that you could take it out and use it for the Avoda of Taras Amitzora? You have to kill it. El Kol Gemar Dina. It's before Gemar Din. Didn't have Gemar Din yet. The bird is on the loose. There's a wanted bird out there. Right, a wanted bird that was already on a, you want to put him on, you want to bring him into the Beis Din, you want to reel him in and give him a trial. So that's the case. Kodem Gemara Din. So Gemara says, Lomai. So again, what's the Havamina? Which bird could you use it for? Ila Shiluach. Are you talking about Shiluach? That you would have a Havamina, that this bird that killed a person that didn't have a Gemara Din yet, you could use for the Mishulachas. But you can't do that. Boilas with the Bedina. You have to bring that bird to Beis Din. Vikiyume Uviar Tahara Mikirbecha. To get rid of the ra, that pasuk gets that includes these. It also includes, if you remember, the dalet shetzricha machraza, Sanhedrin peites, where there are four people that when we kill them, we announce why they're getting punished, because these are the four people. The Ramban says a kiseitse that undermine the functioning of normal society. Edom Zomamin, Zakin Mamre, Mesis, and Ben Sora Amora. Those are the four that where the Pasuk says, Chai Yisrael Yishbu V'Yiro, and all those are Akim of Yata Harem Kirbecha. So too included in that is also these birds. So it can't be that you would have thought that you could use it for the Shiluach. So Ela L'Shchita. So it must be, we're talking about the Shchita one, that's the one that you could have used it for. You remember that Ramban that I just alluded to by V'Yarta Harav? That Ramban says that those four people are not punished for their actions that they did, because each one has a chisaron in each of their actions. They don't really deserve it, so to speak, but they're punished for the good of society. Hey, them Zomamin, they didn't even do it. They just tried. Kasher Zomam v'lo kasher asa. And Mesis, again, even if he wasn't successful, he tried to get somebody to do Avodah Zarah. That's it, Mesis. Number three, Ben Sora Mora. Sorry, right, Yidon Hashem Sofo. So yesterday we read Yishmael, the founder of Yidon Hashem Sofo, by Sher Husham, 2 weeks ago's parasha. And finally, the fourth one was Zakin Mamre. He was Hashem Shamayim. He was outvoted, but he really thinks that the rest of the Sanhedrin is wrong. And he still goes and paskins against them. So all those four people, you can look at the Misa Aveira per se and say, oh, does this really deserve Misa? But on a deeper level, it's really such a pernicious behavior that he is involved in, any of these people are involved in, that we really have to get rid of them. Get them off the street because what they represent and what they can cause. That's the Ramban at the beginning of Kisetse. He talks about it by Ben Sorer Umar. Parachaf Aleph, Pasig Yud Ches. You want to look it up. Number one. Next point is just to talk about for a second, Shara Niskal. Mentioned in the mitzvah shir a couple of months last year, but the mitzvah, the Chinuch talks about in mitzvah Nun Beis, there's an Isser Darai, so one of the Los Haseis is to benefit and eat for the Shara Niskal. A shard that is going to be stoned. Or even if after he's stoned, and even if he was shechted for some reason. Shalom nochal basar shar niskal afilu nishchad karoi. Mikiva shenig mardino besaro asur. Came first with mechilta, velo yechal besaro. Velav daf kishor, ela av kol hamazikin behema chayva oaf. Like our Gemara says. This mitzvah even includes oaf. It's asur bahana. Eloshi David Bragil. An ox is the usual one that is wild. So therefore, we talk about the ox. Misharshi a mitzvah. What's the shorish behind the mitzvah of not being able to get benefit from any killer animal? And we have to kill the killer animal. But why? Kedei lahaskin b'daitenu shekomi shabat akala al yado miruchak v'nim'as im elokim v'im anashim. Any being, any animal, that such a terrible takala came through them, they killed a person, it's distanced and disgusting from God and should be from people. V'afilu shogeg, even shogeg, kamo behema, she'ein ladas. Just like an animal. What, we're going to punish an animal, says the Chinuch? No. It's just that we should realize if somebody is involved in a terrible behavior that causes such takala, so that is even shogeg. That's why we have the concept of galus of arvari miklat. The kol shegein mezin ubisetenu datenu al davar zeh yivenu lizer harbe bichoma seinu ashal tezit takala b'tachas yidenu al olam. Right, we will learn from this that we should be careful not to try to prevent as many takalas as we can. So this line of the Chinuch has come up in the past just like a behema she'ein ladas. Ein ladas. So is that totally true that a behema ein ladas? Animal has certain level of das, but the Ramban says in Brachos that he has some type of nefesh. But is there any element of punishment? This mitzvah of shor haniska that we kill the shor. Is there any element of punishment? So the Ramban discusses it in Brachos, where he talks about when Noach on the mitzvah achas dibchem anasho sechem edrosh. So he talks about there. The animals were punished in the teva. So the Ramban says, "V'ulai yiakain b'inyan dam ha'adam levado shakal achaya shetitro voso titro kizeras melech v'zet tam sakol yisakal ashar v'lo yechalas besaro ve'inenu lahanish es ba'ala b'mamon." You can't say that it's to punish the owner of the wild animal that killed somebody to give him a financial loss. Why? Ki afilu shar hamidbar chayiv misa. Even a hefker animal you have to put to death if you kill somebody. So you can't say it's anything to do with the owner. Even if there's no owner, Fitziva came Benoah could be Israel. The time that he said, he get the Ramban thinks there is some type of gemul when it comes to animals as well. If you want any more sources related to this, Rabbi Yosef Engel has in Beis HaOtzar on page 121. And Beis HaOtzar, Kedaka Hakodesh, he quotes Midrashim in Gemaras. Ule'inin ishaya chit va'onesh bebalei chayim v'imisa sharaniskal humipas onesh hashor al hachit shalo. Do we say it's based on the chet? So he calls a medrash that you learn out the din or the iser hanaf shor haniskal. You learn it out from egla arufa. Ma im egla she'ena lo matames ares v'lo masalekas es ashrina. So surely by shor haniskal, which is matami the aretz. Matami the Aretz, if there was no chet there, that's not called Matami the Aretz. Misalekes is a shechina, why? Just because somebody died? It's not because it was a murder. So he says, you get the impression from that medrash, and other medrashim that he goes through here, you get the impression that there is some type of schar ba'onesh. Again, obviously not on the same level. And then he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim about the Tzvardeya jumped into the ovens, even though they weren't commanded, surely us. So obviously, there's something called, if you take that kavachomer literally, muhakakin the shaya schus babali chayim she nechsha velat svardim haboyim betanurim lizkurus masha masur atzma lamisa aver kiddush Hashem. Okay, he talks about the bird, the frogs. Anyway, so that is the a little bit related to the das of animals. But we continue. Two dots. Of tamei rovets al oftar. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you have a non-kosher bird that is above kosher eggs, that's excluded. Both directions, the Mishnah said. So here we go. Bishlama of tamei rovets al beitzei tahar. Fine. A non-kosher bird on top of kosher eggs, that's excluded. Being in sipar v'laka. It says, kikari kan sipar. The whole limud of kosher was for the bird, for the mother. Ela of tahar rovets al beitzei of tamei hot sipar hu. Why is that excluded? It's a kosher bird. So Gemara answers, "No, kita amrav kahana tikach lecha v'lo leklavecha." You take the eggs for you and not for your dog. Meaning mutter ba'achila you need. So just like Rav Kahana says that elsewhere. So achanami tikach lecha v'lo leklavecha. So he put it here as well. Period. The echad madr Rav Kahana. Where did Rav Kahana say that? That the eggs have to be mutter ba'achila. Aha, Titania. Do you get the impression that? Something that came up on yesterday is off a little bit, but we'll talk about it a little bit here soon also. Be'ez Hashem, is there a mitzvah if you're not interested in the eggs at all? There are a few gemaras in this perek that you have to focus on a little bit, what is this gemara telling me? Is this gemara saying anything about, this gemara saying, oh, you have to, the eggs have to be kosher. So does that imply that there's no mitzvah unless you want the eggs and they're going to be for you? Or just, if you want to do the mitzvah, so then it has to be kosher eggs. So that is a question that the Achronim deal with, which we'll talk about soon. So, Eched, the Rav Kahana, what does Rav Kahana say? Is din a hodet tanya on the braisa? Aim trefa chayv b'shiluach. A mother, which is trefa, you have a trefa tzipar, chayv b'shiluach. I'm sorry. Imanch, this means imanchel efra. I think that mother of the trefa eggs. I think this is talking about. No? I'm sorry. That's the second case. Aim trefa chayv b'shiluach. Efrochim trefos. If you have aim, the mother is trefa, it's still chayiv. Efrochim trefos, but if the frochim are trefos, are patim mishiluach. We know any mili, amar kanad, amar kati, kachav lo klavecha. Again, the eggs have to be kosher, and therefore, the eggs cannot be trefos, even though the mother can be trefa. Right? Even if the mother is trefa, as long as the eggs are not, as long as the efrochim, the little chicks are not trefos, so then, there will still be a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, so why don't you compare the two? Ulahakish or velakish aim trefa lefrochim. Why don't you compare it to the mother to her chicks? Ma efrochim trefos patami shiluach. Just like if the chicks are trefos, there's no mitzvah. Af aim trefa nami patami l'shalech. So to the mother, right? They're in the same pasuk. So the Gemara answers no. Im kain, if you want to say you compare them to the eggs, and just like the eggs have to be kosher, so too everything. Tzipar limuti of tami lamali. So what do you need? A different word to exclude oftame. Just compare it to the eggs that have to be kosher. So therefore, it must be that's not excluded. You don't make that hekesh. So Gemara says, Iva Hatanya, don't we have a brisa? Aim efrochin, trefa, chayiv bishiluach. Doesn't the brisa say, we think this brisa means at this point, if you have a kosher mother, an aim kshira with efrochim trefos, doesn't that say chayiv bishiluach, even though the efrochim are trefos? But it says, no, I'm Rabbiya, no, hachim, this is what that brisa means. Efroch she'iman trefa, chayiv bishiluach. It means if the mother is trefa, there's still a chayiv. Again, you go by the eggs, if the eggs are not trefos, so then there's going to be a mitzvah in that case. Period. Okay, now we have a couple of questions. Brother of Oshia. Oshet yado lekan v'shachan miyat simanim mahu. What if somebody sticks their knife under the mother? Doesn't show me the mother. Sticks the knife under the mother. Cuts a miyat simen, which you need rov simanim, as we know, by a bird. So you shut the miyat. And then at that moment, Is there a mitzvah shiluch hakan right there to send away the mother? Right now, if you would stop, the kids would be treifus. But if you don't stop, they won't be treifus. Is there a mitzvah right now? Mahu. Mi amrina, do we say, kiva t'ilu shavik luhu, if we, you would stop time right now. Mitrafi, at this very second in time, the efrochim are treifus, and therefore there's no mitzvah. And bi'el chavlo l'klavecha. O delma, or no. Kiva t'biyado l'migmar shchita, tikach l'chal karina bevechai v'shiluach. Because you could just continue. Isn't there a psul of shihia? We have one of the psalms. You got to figure out a way that it's not shahiyah. You do it the very sec, the same second. You have somebody else involved. Take you either way. The question is not answered. Period. By Rav Yirmiyah, couple of questions that, as we'll see, Rashi says all these questions are built one on top of another, based on imtim salomar. Even though the Gemara does not use those lashonos. I'm Rav Yirmiyah. Matlis ma'usha tachlitz. What if there's a towel between the mother, the aim, and the eggs? Is that a chatzitza? You know, there's a new concept of chatzitza. We know there's chatzitza by the Tilas Yadayim and by Tefillah and by Big Day Kahuna. Now there's chatzitza by Shiluach HaKan as well. If there's a chatzitza between the mother and the eggs. So mother's Baal Shatofas. Knafayim Al Sheikhusu. What about wings? Rashi says, not the wings of the mother. Separate, detached wings. Let's say she got some wings to keep her chicks warm. So, this is Imtim Salomar. Even if you want to say something that's totally a different type, but maybe wings, that's Mimbamino, is not Chotzeitz. Beitzim Muzoros Mahu. What happens if you have eggs that will never become a chick? Right? Muzoros. Rashi says, She'ein Efroach Ba'behen. Right? They're not fertilized. Is there a mitzvah there by unfertilized eggs? Shnei Sidre Beitzim Zu'agavzu Mahu. What if you have two layers of eggs? And Rashi says, you want to take the bottom eggs. Are the top eggs a chatzitza between the mother who's sitting on those eggs and the bottom? Meaning, even if you want to say that beitz and muzaros are excluded, what if you have real eggs, you're just not interested in them? Is that called a chatzitza? Zachar agabi beitzim v'dekev agabi zachar. Mahu. What if you have a funny case, right? You have the mother, you have the father on top of the eggs, and the mother sitting on top of the father. Right, so is the father a chatzitza? Take on all these questions unanswered. The Achronim discuss. They're going to discuss this Rashi. Rashi says, right, what's the case if you have two eggs, one on top of another, two layers of eggs, and Rashi says you're interested in taking the bottom ones. Is Rashi telling us that you always have to be interested in taking some eggs in order for the mitzvah to be there? Or is Rashi just saying, explaining the case, you have an upper layer of eggs, and what's the case of that the Gemara's talking about? You want the bottom ones, and that's why the upper ones might be a chatzitza. So Rashi says, though, here, im niskavin li toltachtonim. So what is Rashi telling me about general Shiluach HaKan, major machlokas achronim? So you have the Chabos Yair writes in a tshuva, says, the source that's quoted, Simon Samach Zayin, Rav Yair Bachrach, he writes in a tshuva that he thinks that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, even if you're not interested in the eggs. That's the shita of the Chavos Yair. He says, V'nirali d'chayavli tabal kai mitzvah Hashem, v'lo yehe ela safik, sh'roi lachush u'lahachmer b'chol davar. Right, even if you're not interested, he quotes it from the Brisa from yesterday. But that's his shita, also based on the Zohar that we mentioned for the Chassam Sofer on Friday, that it causes Hashem to have Rachmanis on us. So who cares if you want the eggs? That's the shita of the Chavos Yair. But if you look in the Chazon Ish, yesterday was his yahrzeit. Got to mention the Chazon Ish today. Yesterday was the Chazon Ish's yahrzeit. Says the Chazon Ish in Hilchas Shiluach HaKan, he has one page in Shiluach HaKan in Yaradeya. He thinks, no, there's only a mitzvah if you are interested in having the eggs. Delo kahachavos yoyer mikan yish lochich nimkaga b'kan v'inarotz lozakas b'banim eino chay b'ashiluach. He says, "Aye, doesn't it say here that Rashi? He's not convinced by the Rashi. He's not convinced by the Rashi. Aye, what it says yesterday. Aye, you might think you have to go look for it in the mountains. Kamashvelan, you don't. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that if you find it in the mountains that you have a chiyuv to do it. It just means that you don't have a chiyuv that you have to go at least once in your lifetime to go find it." That's what he says. But even if it's there, there's no mitzvah if you're not interested in the eggs. That is why, this is one of the major reasons why L'maisa, nowadays, we for sure don't make a bracha on this. Because most of the time we're not interested in the eggs, and there's major machlokas, whether there's a mitzvah or not. So you want to do it for the school or for whatever, and we usually use gloves so that the mother would come back. But either way, that is a major machlokas achronim, whether there is a mitzvah, but if one does not want the eggs or not. But this is one of the sources that is quoted. What if you have a bird on a different type of bird's eggs? So Amar Rai Tashma Of Tami Rav Zabezi Of Tar Vitar Rav Zabezi Of Tami Padmi Shiluach Hatar Vitar Chayev. Right, the Mishnah is Medayik only Tami, non kosher. But if you have a kosher bird on other kosher eggs, you should be Chayev. Isn't that what the Diyik should be? Dilma Bakore. No, maybe we're talking about a Kore, which is what the Mishnah spoke about, a type of bird that it's normal for this mother bird to go cover all other eggs. But if you have any other type of mother bird that is abnormal to go over any other eggs, then that wouldn't be the case. And even if it does, Rashi says, Butla Daito. Butla Daito. Kore Zachar Blazer Mechayv Achalim Potrid. If you have a male Kore, this type of bird that likes covering other birds' eggs, Rabbi Lezer says, there's a Chiv of Shulchan Khan. There's a Chum Se Pater. Am Rabbi Yvel, my time with Rabbi Lezer. Why does Rabbi Lezer say there's a mitzvah here, even though it's a male? Asya Degira Degira. He has a Zerah Shaba of Degira. Two Psukim in Navi. Degira means gathering in. So ksif hacha, korei dagar v'lo yalad. A korei gathers in the eggs even though he didn't have the babies, right? He's on other, and there you see it's a male. The ksif hasam, uvak avid dagra b'tzila. In its shadows, there's a female. So you see it's even by males. Amar Balazar, now we have two versions of the following. Amar Balazar, machlokes b'korei zachar. The machlokes is only by a male korei. Avo b'korei nekeva devri akol chayev. Everybody would agree. Even the Chacham would agree by a Kori and a Kev on a different different birds. So everybody would be chayv in that case. Pshita Kori Zachar Tzan. Of course, it says Kori Zachar. So Ma the Tamer Rabbanon Afilu Kori and a Kev Patri. You might think the Rabbanon would Patri even a Kori and a Kev by the Ketani Zachar. Lo Diachak Kol Chad Rabbi Eliezer. It only says Zachar to say that even here Rabbi Eliezer says Chayiv Kamash Malan. That's the Chiddush. But that is one version. The Machlokas is only by Kori Zachar. Ika da Amre, the Bach changes it to Machlokas b'Kori Zachar. The Machlokas by Kori Zachar, Ava b'Zachar da Alma, Devriya Kol Pater. But by any other male, everybody, even Rebbe Elazar would agree Pater. So Pshita, Kori Zachar Tzan, it says Kori Zachar. So Ma, the Tema, Rebbe Eliezer, Afilu Zachar da Alma Machayev, you might think the Rebbe Elazar would say any male bird. V'hai Tani Kori Zachar Odiyach HaKocha de Rabbanan, that even if it's normal, still Pater, Kamash Malan. Tani Nami Hafta, we also learned in the Brisa, Zachar da Alma Pater, Kori Zachar, Rebbe Elazar Machayev, Echam and Potrin. So that proves the second version of the Brisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we're allowed to stop here because it's, you want to do the Mishnah? We'll just do the Mishnah. Because Tuesday is a very short omen. Let's just do the Mishnah then, and then we'll just do the Mishnah. Mishnah, Haizam Ofefes. If the bird is not sitting on the eggs, but it's flying above the eggs, is there a mitzvah there? So, Bismacha, Kanafe, Nogos, Bekan, Chayav, L'Shaleach. As long as its wings are touching the eggs, it's still considered a bird on the eggs. Ain't kanafe no goes bekan patur mila shaleach. If not, then it is this tour, right? It has to be close in. In sham el efrach echad o beitza achas chayav l'shaleach. Separate din. There's only one efrach, one beitza. Even though it says beitzim in the Torah, still there's a chiyuv. Shneimar kan mikol makom. Kan is singular. Period. Hayu sham efrachim africhim o beitzim muzaros. If you already have chicks that could fly themselves, or you have eggs that are totally unfertilized, patim l'shaleach. Both extremes, both of those are excluded from the mitzvah. Shenemar vo'em rovetes al ho'efrochim o al ha'beitzim. The mother is on the chicks or on the eggs, and we compare in both directions. Maya frochim b'nei kayama ha'beitzim b'nei kayama. Just like chicks have to be able to live, so to the beitzim, unfertilized eggs are never going to. Yatsu muzaros, uma beitzim, tzrichen le'iman, afer frochem tzrichen le'iman, yatsu mafrichem. So just like the eggs still need their mother, so to the chicks need their mother, excluding birds that could fly themselves, that would not be included in the mitzvah. And the rest of the amud really is just, there's 10 lines, and there's a repeat 10 lines. So it's going to go very quickly, by the Hashem, until we get to the top of the next amud, but that is in terms of where they are in terms of flying. Okay, we'll stop here. A blot and a half. Blot and a half left till the first siyum since June. Okay, we'll stop here and we will continue.